patient's name is Estela Asensio, first name E-S-T-H-E-L-A, last name A-S-C-E-N-C-I-O, date of birth is 7/18/1970, date of service is 2/9/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness, this 51-year-old female presents to the clinic for a workman's comp injury. Patient states that she does work at the school, and whenever she was taking out the trash, she struck the left side of her head on a large metal object. Patient did have swelling to that area. There was no bleeding reported. She did go to the nurse's office, and they gave her some ice to put on the wound, and the swelling did subside. She states that she just has a little pain and throbbing to that left side of her temple. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current med denies. Medical history denies. Surgical history, ovarian cyst, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 143/90, heart rate 68, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.8, O2 sat 98, and she weighs 182 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEE, NT, mucous membranes, moist, pupils, pearl, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and her skin is warm, dry. She does have a small hematoma to the left side of her head right near her temple that's approximately 3 centimeters in diameter. Swelling is minimal. Assessment and plan number 1, blunt force trauma and hematoma to the left side of her head. Patient will be given a prescription of Motrin to take every 6 hours as needed for pain. I do not think it's necessary that patient has a CAT scan, as the blunt force trauma was very minimal. I did discuss with her putting ice on the wound 4 to 5 times a day intermittently over the next 2 days, and she will be released to go back to work on Monday. If patient has any further issues, she can return to our clinic for further evaluation, possible further treatment. Patient does agree with this plan of care. She was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.